On and we were talking about multiple issues, but let's just dive in right now. I think one, it's a cultural issue, but it's also a legal issue, and that's the abortion initiative that's coming up in November. It made the ballot, and now there's even a lawsuit that was filed last week over the language that appears on the ballot. And we're just asking all the lawmakers, whenever we get a chance to chat with them, where they stand on this initiative.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the softball question to start off. That's great.
You do know we had surgery on Friday. There are no barriers right now.
There's not. I'm pretty uncouth today. So.
Well, let me just first start out. I am full-fledged, dyed-in-the-wool pro-life. Yeah. I have some religious beliefs that I believe that we're all sons and daughters of God. That life is sacred, and that starts with conception till the day you die. And I don't care whether that's 110 or whatever, but it's all sacred. And the other thing that I do, Neil and Jillian, I think you probably know that about me, is I study things out. I have talked to doctors from Coeur d'Alene to Boise, Twin Falls, Rexburg, and in between. And I'm here to tell you that all doctors are not baby killers. That is absolutely wrong. And especially here in Southeast Idaho, we have some incredible doctors that will stand toe-to-toe with any pro-life person. They are not out there trying to kill babies. They went to school to save people, to help them with their health, and that goes from the unborn child to the parent as well. I don't believe that it is right that a pro-life has to stand between two extreme laws to make a decision. I think there's some things that we can do to make our current law work better. Right now, your current law does not allow for lethal anomalies. When a woman has her breaks the water or stripped her membranes, or you have a child that has no skull, the brain is outside. Right now, we have nothing to cover our doctors. It's not right that a doctor has to sit there and say, you know what, just sit there tight for a little bit, woman, and I will go call our hospital. That probably didn't sound right when I said woman. Sorry.
Yeah.
But it's not right that a doctor has to go and say, I've got to go counsel with our hospital lawyers to do that. I think we need to fix the current law, make some adjustments there that allow the doctors to do their job. Are there bad doctors? Yeah. Are there bad computer geeks like me? Yeah, there's some bad ones. There's probably some bad disc jockeys as well. But we set the law to help that and to give them some guidance. And I believe that's what we need to do. We need to adjust the current law that we have.
So where do you stand on the initiative in November?
The initiative, I'll vote against it.
Okay. So you don't view that as the solution to the problems that you're talking about?
Oh, no, because it opens the door for elective abortions.
Yeah.
It does. I am not for elective abortions. And the doctors aren't either. Most of the doctors, yeah. I'd say 99% of the doctors in Idaho are not for elective abortion.
Do you think, Senator, though, there are a number of people that feel like they probably agree with your characterization of the current law that we have in Idaho, and there are things that we could do to make our doctors, even pro-life doctors, feel a little bit more comfortable when they have to make a decision in those extreme situations? But I think that there are people mistakenly thinking that the answer is to pass the initiative so it gets rid of the current law, when in reality, the real work needs to happen in the legislature beginning in January to tweak the current law. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, 100%. And I've been working with doctors across the state, some really good doctors, about that language and how we do that. And I think we can thread the needle on that one. I think we can find the sweet spot that that pro-life people can say, yeah, we're good. Yeah.